Paul Ramel here for Q92 Sports. I have Sarah Halverson of the La Caprile Valley Girls Golf Team in the studio with us, and we're going to talk state golf. Right, Sarah?
Yep.
Thanks for coming in.
Of course.
Appreciate you. I missed you as when I interviewed the team the other day. So.
Yeah, I was playing a practice round yesterday. So.
You were playing a practice round?
Yep.
Oh, where at?
Pebble Creek, the state course.
Oh, you were up in Becker then.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. How many practice rounds do you get up in Pebble Creek?
We've played two as a team, and I played one by myself, so I've played three now.
How you do up there then?
I've been playing pretty good, so
good.
Good.
I like Pebble Creek. You know, my son lives a few miles from there, so we golf that once in a while, and we're up there. So
yeah, I really like the course now that I've played it a lot through the years.
A lot.
Yeah.
You graduated from La Caprile Valley this year.
Yep.
And so, how long have you been on the varsity golf team, Sarah?
I've been on varsity since seventh grade, okay. So 5 years.
Five years?
With COVID year, so.
Well, that's right. Did we miss the COVID?
Yes.
Refresh my memory there.
Yeah. My older sister's senior year, we didn't have a season that spring.
Oh, Rachel, yeah.
Yep.
That was sad, wasn't it?
Yeah.
Terrible. Yeah, so 5 years on varsity, that's outstanding.
Mm-hmm.
Do you remember each year at state, and do you have memories of each year?
It kind of goes by in a blur, but mostly I just remember the beginning and the end. I don't remember much in the middle. I'll remember my first holes and my last holes, just being nervous and then being excited to be done.
So you actually, as a seventh grader, golfed at Pebble Creek in the state then?
Not as seventh grade.
Oh, not eighth grade. Eighth grade. Okay.
We didn't make it as a team my seventh grade year, but.
All right. Well, you're the captain, the only senior on this year's state team.
Yeah.
Pretty exciting for you guys, huh?
Yeah, I think it's really exciting just because we are not losing a whole bunch of people next year, too. Plus,
yep.
I've always been by myself for my grade.
Sarah, talk about the practices you got. I know Coach Stender is kind of, I don't know what the word to describe, but he's very particular in what mm-hmm. practices go. What's a regular practice like?
Normally, we get to practice. We normally chip or putt or focus on the things that people need to work on. Like if someone's struggling with their driver or with their irons, everyone will go hit that, or just a small group of people will go work on that. And then we normally just play holes and put ourselves in situations to help us. Well, you don't always want to hit from the fairway because that's not where you're going to be every time. So when we play, we practice these situations so we know what to do when we get there. So
awesome. I know Coach Stender's big on the mental part of the game. Talk about that a little bit. How do you prepare mentally?
Yeah, he just wants us to stay calm. He always tells us to focus on our breathing, not just before we tee off, but like 10, 15 minutes before. And he tries to get us off the putting green and just talk to us. And I try to get everyone off the putting green and just talk a little bit before we tee off. So they're not super nervous going into it, yeah. But you're always going to have some nerves.
Focus on your breathing. What is that about?
He just wants us to take like deep breaths before, so we have steady breathing going into it, and we're not, I don't know,
yep.
I try to do it my best, but I still get really nervous on first tee, even for sections and state.
Yeah. Yeah, I would be nervous too. It's a little different at state because you got so many people watching you, right?
Yeah, there's quite a few people watching us because not all.
Does that bother you?
It doesn't bother me that much because I normally have a few people watching me, or yep. my family watches me quite a bit, so it's not a big deal, but there is definitely more people, especially for like our 5 and 6 players. They'll have a lot more family watching them.
Yep. You mentioned family. Let's introduce yourself to our listeners a little bit. Maybe that they don't know you, and talk about your family. And you got Rachel. You golfed with your older sister. She was a two-time defending state champion?
Yep.
And I should have mentioned when we started that Sarah is a co-champion, individual champion.
Yeah.
Sarah last year was a co-champion. Do you remember with who?
Emily Stulen from Park Christian.
Okay. Did she graduate? Was she a senior last year?
Yep, she graduated last year.
All right. I was standing right next to you and your grandma when you realized last year that you were individual co-champion.
Yeah, it was a pretty cool thing. I think I'd already settled on taking second by that time, but...
Yeah.
I was just happy, so.
Yeah, I think your grandma was too. Did you remember that moment?
Yeah, most definitely.
Yep, cool. All right, introduce your family to us, and what other activities are you involved in at La Caprile? Go ahead.
So I have two sisters, Rachel and Molly, and my brother Derek, and then my parents are Mark and Val. Both Rachel and Molly have been on the golf team, and this past fall I played on the varsity tennis team.
Okay. How did you get started in golf? How did you get started with the love of golf that you have?
I started playing as a kid with Rachel. We would just go when my parents went out to play golf. So, but I didn't start getting serious till probably like 6th and 7th grade when I started trying to take it a little bit more seriously. So.
And realized you were pretty good at it, right?
Yeah.
Can you beat Mom? And can you beat Rachel yet?
I beat Rachel yesterday when I played around a practice round.
Oh, nice.
She's been really busy, so she hasn't had a lot of time to practice. But.
Right, right. Rachel goes to Augustana, is it?
Yep.
Okay. All right. What other activities were you involved in at Loch Pearl?
I did just like school activities.
Yep.
I did National Honor Society and YES Team, which is like our environmental team at the high school.
Okay. Other sports you're involved in?
I'm involved in tennis.
Okay. Well, let's talk about your season, conference-wise. How did you do individually and as a team? You have a pretty good season?
Yeah, season was really good. As a team, we won conference, and I was conference MVP. I lost the conference tournament by one stroke, but I wasn't too beat up about that.
Yeah.
I didn't play super great, but sections was really good. Our team won by, I think it was 35 or 40 strokes.
That's yeah. Amazing.
Yeah.
That is absolutely amazing. Yeah.
And then I won individually by, I think it was 6, but.
Okay. Yeah, you're closing out. You're going out with a bang there. You got one more event, right?
Yeah, looking forward to it.
You know, since you're the senior and the captain of the team, talk about some of your teammates that are on the team.
So I'll just go down the line.
Yep.
So our number 2 is Bella Jacobs. I like playing with her a lot. She's good competition, and she's kind of quiet sometimes, but she's really consistent, good short game.
She always has a smile on her face when I see her, right?
Yeah.
Is she the comedian of the team, or?
No? I won't really say so.
Okay.
Kate's kind of the comedian.
Kate is?
Yeah.
Okay.
And then there's Molly. We kind of, my little sister, we butt heads a little bit, but.
That's normal, I think, right?
Yeah. She's gotten a lot better this season, so we're all looking forward.
That's what Molly told me the other day, that she's really improved.
Yeah.
Would you say she has?
I would say most definitely from last year. She's became a lot more consistent.
What grade did she just complete?
She's completed 8th grade.
8th grade, okay.
And then Caitlin, she's pretty quiet, but we always find something to talk about.
Caitlin Kittleson?
Yeah.
But she's pretty consistent, isn't she? Or
yeah, she is pretty consistent in like a 10-stroke range from like 90 to 100. She shoots there like almost every single meet, so
oh, wow.
It's good.
She is consistent then.
Yeah, she doesn't fluctuate too much.
Okay.
And then there's Grace Vosick. She's very outgoing, I would say.
Yeah, she's got a good personality, I think.
Yeah. Even if she doesn't play the best, she's always pretty happy.
Yep.
And then there's Kate. She's new to the team this year.
Kate Alstead?
Yep.
Okay.
And we've had a lot of fun this year. She's just figuring out the ropes pretty much so far. But she's done a really good job this season, just staying consistent and improving a lot.
Yeah, I interviewed her the other day, too, for the first time. She was a little nervous, I think.
Yeah, I think she was.
So you guys all get along really well, huh?
Yeah, we have a really good team dynamic this year.
Good. What are the van rides like, the golf meets with Coach Stender?
It just depends. Yeah. Sometimes they're pretty loud and talkative, and sometimes we're all tired and quiet on the way home, but they're always normally pretty fun.
Awesome. What are some of your favorite courses that you like to golf, Sarah? Do you have any favorite courses around?
Around here, I really like our section course. I really like Wilmer. The more I've played it, you realize how to play it, and it becomes more fun. Even though it was really challenging when you first play it.
Okay. That's Eagle Creek?
Yep.
Okay.
And then I always like playing Marshall. That's a good one that I like to play.
Okay.
But
that's a long kind of course, isn't it, in a way? Or
Yeah, it kind of varies. They have some longer holes and then some that are kind of short. But
if you're just tuning in, we're visiting with Sarah Halverson from Loch Pearl Valley, a girls' golf team. She was last year's individual co-champion. And do you feel pressure going into the state tournament this year, Sarah?
I feel a little pressure, but I know I just got to play how I normally do and I'll be fine. So I just got to keep my own path and not focus on everyone else.
Yep. Just focus on yourself?
Yeah, I play my worst when I'm just thinking about what's going on and trying to pressure myself into playing good.
All right. Well, I see you got your Player of the Game t-shirt on, and we'll get you another one of those, huh?
Yeah.
Well, best of luck at the state, Sarah, and your team, and looking forward to covering it. So, looks like it's going to be a little warm.
Yeah, it's supposed to be, I think, highs of 90 and 80 when we play, so it'll be a lot warmer. Struggle to stay hydrated, but...
Yeah, that's the key, right? Drink a lot of water?
Yeah.
Yeah. And do you like golfing in hot weather?
Not my favorite, but I'm just going to have to tough it out, I guess.
Yeah. Me and you are together on that. I don't like hot weather either, so. Yeah. But everybody's in the same boat, right?
Mm-hmm.
All right. Well, have fun at state, and good luck to you, and thank you for coming in and visiting with us.
Yeah, of course. Thank you.
That's Sarah Halverson, once again, co-champion, individual champion from last year, and state champion as a team. And the Eagles looking to repeat with that. And we'll have interviews and live updates this coming Tuesday and Wednesday from Pebble Creek in Becker.